This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Speaking before the UN General Assembly today, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu railed against countries that support Palestinian statehood. He says it sends a message.
It's a very clear message. Murdering Jews pays off.
CBS's Olivia Gazas is at the UN.
At the start of the prime minister's remarks, a protest by a number of delegates who decided to leave the room.
President Trump's just spoken with reporters outside the White House about former FBI Director James Comey's indictment. Asked if other opponents will be indicted.
Frankly, I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
Reaction after the Commerce Department reported an inflation gauge favored by the Fed ticked up from 2.6 to 2.7% year over year in August. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The investors that I'm talking to are saying, look, inflation is still stubborn or persistent. They don't like the direction that it's moving in, but at least it is not runaway as of now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shelley Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for the Republican nomination for governor. He had a launch party in central Wisconsin on Wednesday. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share, and I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away. Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Damn, day one, it's gone.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
In the GOP primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien, who pulled out of a planned appearance at the Manitowoc County Republican picnic last night. That's after reports surfaced that his social media account followed explicit content. Some Republicans are now calling for him to step aside. Congressman Tony Weed of Ashwaubenon endorsed Tiffany's bid yesterday. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shelley Pittman.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's start the show. Morning show at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Got your host, James, here, joined by Aaliyah.
Hi.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Got another hour jam-packed of show. Going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. We got these things that kids can get into, but can adults? We'll discuss. We'll get into that.
We'll find out.
We have a couple of other fun ones for you lined up as well. We'll be getting into all that along with our schedule, local good stories of the day, and it's live radio. Who knows what will happen? I wanted to give Ali a little bit of a time easing into the chair there and everything before putting her on the spot.
But oh, goodness.
As we are introducing, you know, new people to our audience mm-hmm. and everything, Aaliyah has been with our team here for a couple of months, mm-hmm. new salesperson. And one of the things we were looking at doing here with, you know, Melissa moving to her new gig and mm-hmm. stuff was, well, you know, sort of a la Terry Steak in the way the morning show used to go, where Terry did sales and was also on the air in the morning show doing that kind of thing. And to be honest with the audience, to me, when you have good people, you find the uses for them. You put them out there. And we want to help our sales department. So it's a win-win kind of situation bringing Aaliyah in. And of course, Aaliyah, you were in our most recent Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater play on Golden Pond. More on that in a little bit. But we appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
And certainly want everybody, all you businesses out there, to reach out to Aaliyah and our sales team for being a part of things over here. I know that Seth and I both have a show that could use a sponsor. Yeah, we would love to have that, whether it's Seth Faces Music or Unlabeled or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I really want a coffee sponsor for this show.
A coffee spot?
Yeah, just a straight up one.
There are no coffee places in town at all, if James. Only, I don't know where you think you're going to get those
only.
From.
I'm just looking for free coffee. I'll be honest with everybody. That's all that's about.
That's not, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. We dive into entertainment news, and one of the most famous houses in American history is opening its doors to the public for the first time ever. The Brady Bunch House in North Hollywood will be accessible to fans on November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And while booking are sold out, you can register to be on the wait list or be notified if somebody is not able to fulfill their you know, commitment. When the show was produced back in the day, the house was only used for exterior shots. The inside of the Brady home was created on a soundstage, and the inside of the actual house looked nothing like it. But HGTV bought the house back in 2018 and renovated it so that it does look like the house from inside the show.
Gracious me.
And of course, they recorded it for their series of a Very Brady renovation. But if that was back in 2018, I don't know if they've sold it since then or if they're a part of this opening house.
Having people there. Boy, you know, when you started off that sentence, man, with like one of the most iconic, and that was like the last thing I was thinking of. I was
on the edge of my seat. What house is he going to
say? Xanadu from Citizen Kane, or, you know, like the house from Gone with the Wind or something like that. Oh, wow. I mean, what? The Brady Bunch? Oh,
I would say certainly one of the more popular TV shows, but I never saw 1 second of the Brady Bunch. It was just out of my wheelhouse.
Right? Yeah.
Just lost your Gen X card.
I kind of did. I'll get it back.
I disagree. You didn't watch that Brady Bunch. Come on.
One of those shows that was popular. My sister was the same way. She was really into it because of that, I think. I would say that it's popular, so there's that part of it, but I don't know that it's one of the most, because I don't know how much that show has like been brought back. There's certain shows that, you know, kind of stick around. Young mm-hmm. generation will find it. I don't know the last time I've heard of anything other than what you're touching on there, Aaliyah.
But it is a cultural reference that you hear all the time.
Yeah. To be fair,
I get accused of that. I am a woman with 3 daughters, and my husband was a man with 4 sons, and everybody calls us the Brady Bunch.
That's on the nose.
Yeah,
it really
blended our families. So, yeah.
Can't imagine how many times you must hear.
All the time.
So part of the reason I wanted to bring this up is, what are some of the most famous homes in TV history? I think that there's some great ones. I personally think of the Married with Children set right away.
Yeah,
but that's in part because I just love the simplicity and almost theater like part of
it. Looks like a stage. It really does. Yeah.
when Al would fall off the roof. Give me every time. The Tanner House, Full House.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I remember that one.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
I would
get you on that one. Yeah.
What about the Beverly Hillbillies? That
That one, that was a little bit of a, that was a little one.
Again, another show I've never seen a frame of, so I couldn't, I don't even remember. I don't even know what it looks like, so.
It feels like, it basically, in order for it to be a well-known house on TV, it had to have a staircase. Like almost all of these that I mentioned, I did not do this intentionally, but
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
they all have to have a staircase. You know, you're going to have a hit TV show if you have a staircase.
Well, because I'm immediately thinking of the Huxtable home on the Cosby Show.
Yeah. So that one definitely would make more sense. That was more like a brownstone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fancy. That was fancy. The most one of the most far fetched TV shows of all time, where you have not only the it's not so much that you have a doctor and a lawyer and all that are part of it. You have 20 uncles that just happen to be jazz legends.
Yeah.
Like, there was a point in that show where it was just about Cosby bringing out his friends and
his
stuff.
Jazz friends, yeah.
And they were
right.
always an uncle. They
Dizzy
were always,
Gillespie yeah, coming
literally
on.
Literally the person
and all
that came
yeah,
to mind.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good ones out there. Pam just gave us a great one, All in the Family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think most about is Archie's chair.
Yeah.
Because it had like the blankets on it that was my grandparents, man. They had chairs like that had blankets and stuff on them because to cover up holes or whatever. I don't know why they had them there.
And I'm thinking of this probably because it came up earlier on the Sunrise Show, Seth, but Sanford and Son and part of that.
But that was I think more of the junkyard.
Yes.
Not the house in that one.
You didn't see the house that much. Yeah. Modern ones, Modern Family, Breaking Bad. Those are some of the ones that are a little bit more I can remember.
Sopranos.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah. Oh my god!
Because
yeah,
I'm like right in the middle of my binge of the Sopranos, so that's why it comes to mind. But you know, their house is pretty awesome.
All of these answers are great, but they fail to mention the one that is the most recognizable.
I know
the Simpsons.
I knew it.
Oh,
I knew it.
Gosh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And since they have built the Simpson house, I know it's out there. There's probably actually multiple now in different areas. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, nobody's going to believe me on this one. I don't have any interest in seeing it.
Yes.
I don't really have any interest in it. I don't know why. I feel weird about that. Like, I'm supposed to, or I should, but I just don't have really. Like, if I was in the same city, I would probably go
just
and check
by,
it out.
Right? Yeah.
But I wouldn't go out of my way. Like, it's not a destination for, or, you know, vacation destination for me or something like that, which is, I cannot, like, factor in my brain.
And it's
I'm
a
like
cartoon.
That.
And, like, we've talked about before, James. I mean, they just built rooms when they needed it to to make a gag work. So there's, like, 34 rooms in that little dinky house. House, right?
It's true. Yeah. I don't know if it counts, but the friend's apartment is probably should be mentioned.
I was going to ask, you know, what are our parameters here? Mm-hmm. Do apartment, because Seinfeld.
Yes.
That also came to mind.
Right? The friends, the friends, two apartments.
Yeah.
You know, those are very iconic, right? Yeah.
It was a home, so I guess I always think of it a little bit like it was an apartment complex because of the in and the people coming in and out all the time, but the Golden Girls set. Like that one's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's pretty memorable.
Yeah, it got many stairs.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No new stairs better than that.
Yeah.
I learned one thing from all of this. You watch way too much TV, Aaliyah.
I do.
A lot of TV you watch.
I have too many streaming services.
Ooh, yeah.
It does work out perfectly for this show.
It'll serve you well.
I am a fountain of useless knowledge.
Fantastic.
That's all you need.
We will tap into that. That's fantastic. Taking a look at another interesting story here. It's hard to imagine Leonardo DiCaprio by any other name, especially with how long he has been a star. I've actually was talking about this with a couple of our actors and on Golden Pond about him. I think he has one of the more, especially once we get much more towards the end of his career and really being able to take a step back. It's going to be one of the most fascinating careers we've ever seen in acting, period.
I think so.
Coming out the gate, and I think giving one of the great, like, you can make the argument still his greatest performance is What's Eating Gilbert Grape. It's incredible. It's such a moving, incredible performance by him.
I have never seen it.
It's a well-known,
but I don't know if a lot of people have actually seen it.
But Basketball Diaries and some of the indie films he did, then being on every single Teen Beat magazine there is, and losing what cred he was building as an actor, and all of a sudden becoming just a face.
A teen idol, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And instead of kind of like just taking his ball and going home, like fighting through that to do more indie stuff, even like losing agents just so that he could do the work he wanted to do. And then, of course, pairing up with Martin Scorsese, one of the greatest directors of all time, and just completely changing his career, going from a pretty boy to showing everybody, no, I'm one of the best actors out there,
right?
Like, regardless of what my face looks like.
Yeah.
this happens to a lot of actors. Mickey Rourke famously went into boxing just to destroy his face because he was so tired of being known as just a face. But it's really interesting. I'm not a giant Leo fan or anything like that, but I do respect greatness. And I think we're going to be able to take a look back and realize we didn't realize how darn good this guy was.
I share a birthday with him. So maybe my career will take that same trajectory. We can only hope.
At the start of Leo's career, maybe you run into something like this too.
Right.
At the start of Leo's career, he was advised to use a stage name because his real name sounded too ethnic.
Run into that too.
Same. His agent told him, quote, they're never going to hire you. DiCaprio is an Italian last name, of course. His father, George, is a mix of Italian and German. Leo's agent suggested he go with Lenny Williams.
What?
Lenny what?
There's even headshots of young Leonardo DiCaprio with the name Lenny Williams. Williams was inspired by Leo's actual middle name, Wilhelm.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Leo says his dad tore up the headshot with the fake name and said, quote, over my dead body and the rest is history.
Wow.
Good job, Dad.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I got to say something, man, because this has been bugging me for a while about names and people in Hollywood and stuff having, you know, wanting people to change their name. I think it's the opposite, man. You need to have a name that's distinct. I think that actually in the end, because people see it and they're like, wow, well, that's an interesting name. Mm-hmm. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, it's got a nice flow to it, right? And everything like that. Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, another, it stands out.
Yeah.
It really does, which you'd think would be a plus. You see the name on there. Wow, that's an interesting name. Lenny Williams? What is that? It's just, you know, blah, whatever, you know?
It's forgetful.
Yeah, it's very forgetful. But Leonardo, wow.
Yeah, we would like to apologize to anybody out there named Lenny Williams.
Seriously, sorry, Lenny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to besmirch your name.
I think Lenny would agree.
Right? And he'd be like, no, it's Leonard. Thank you very much. Leonard.
I agree with you. I think you're 100% right, man. And I also, I know verbatim what this is like in the pressure that is put on actors. When in 08, I get my Screen Actors Guild and I get an agent and I'm told the only way to get work is to have an agent. And my first agent, I was really lucky, Cal, who I am still friends with, was really good to me. But he told me right out the gate, your name's going to be a problem. Especially back then in 08, when a lot of things were different in our country, which not that different now, but having a Middle Eastern last name and then being a mix of Italian and Jewish and Egyptian and all this, like, it was already tough enough. And they describe it to you as it's a uphill battle. Mm-hmm. You are going in there and you are trying to win these people over. And everything that you can do to give yourself a little bit of an edge is important. So I was convinced to go by James J. Malo. And there's some of my social media that still has that on there. And I get this opportunity in this gig to go out to California, film this TV show. And I have to make a decision because they're going to start putting my name into actual stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do, my family threw me a going away party. And I was sitting back with my pop, and we were talking about it. And I carry the name of James Maloff. I am the fourth. It is in my family, when they came to this country, that's all they had were their name. So it was important to carry that name on. And I was talking to my papa about it. My papa could not have been more excited. He was more excited than I was that I was going out to California and I was going to do this. And in talking to him, and the name comes up, and he's like, oh, no, that sounds good. And that was it. And he couldn't have been cooler about it, couldn't have been nicer about it. And all that did was tell me right away, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I could be proud of my career if it's not on my name. Right. And the idea of, it really just hit me. Like, it's not just my name. When I put it in there, my dad, my papa, they get to feel that too. And all of a sudden I'm reminded, oh, when they light up, when they see my name in a bill or something like that, as far as a playbill, I should be correct about that. Yeah,
not the electricity.
It's part of their excitement. And just that alone was enough for me, let alone once I started thinking about the pride of my name and all those things. Now, I did not start out that way. I did not always have pride in my name. There are sixth grade book reports out there with the name Vincenzo D'Amore on them, because that was going to be my name. That was what I was going to go by. You could not convince a sixth grade meme different. I was going to do that. I think that when you are a young person and this is all you've wanted to do, you wanted to act, you want to be out there and be in these things, maybe you wanted to be a singer, whatever it is, the people that are around you that you think know better and are looking out for you, they can convince you of these things. I think that we need more and more of the Benedict Cumberbatches, of these people that are out there making a name of themselves.
Keep your name, man. Yeah. It may help you stand out.
There are more stories of it working out than not.
Yeah, I agree. If the talent's there, seriously, it doesn't matter what your name is. I mean, if you get the breaks.
Yeah.
You got to get the breaks, too.
Rose is a rose.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looking what's new on your small screen, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune premieres tonight at 7 on ABC. They've got Bruno Tonali and Derek Hough on there. I don't know who those people are.
Oh, Dancing with the Star
Dancing
people.
Oh, okay. Yes. Derek Hough and Bruno Tonali.
Oh, seriously? Oh, man. I don't even... He's going to be prancing around so much. I mean, around the wheel.
He's energetic.
He's very energetic.
Tomorrow on Netflix, the Karate Kid Legends is streaming premiere. On Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys, of course, the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a big one right there. The 37th season premiere of The Simpsons premieres this Sunday. cannot wait. That's you've got that, and you've got a new episode. Oh, a new season of Bob's Burgers as well.
All right.
Another great one. So those are what's new on your small screen. Looking at nothing too big in wide release in movies. Probably not going to be seeing anything for a little while here. But the one that kind of crept up, I didn't know, they did a Gabby's Dollhouse the movie.
And it's
with people, it looks like.
Oh, I think I saw the trailer for that one. I did see the trailer for that one.
Yeah. That one is the movie version of the Netflix kid TV series. So
okay.
I imagine that might do pretty good.
Okay. All right.
They've got a new horror movie, The Strangers, Chapter 2. Guess what? The Strangers hurt people. shocking. All these horror movies are so lame nowadays to me, man. They're all the same.
You know what else they are, James? They're cheap to make. They are cheap to make.
Very limited release. You won't see it around here, I almost guarantee you, but you should see it around here, and I think it would do very well in areas like this. Blue Moon. This is a semi-autobiographical. Ethan Hawke plays Lorenz Hart, Richard Rodgers' former songwriting partner.
That's right,
Who bitterly grapples with alcoholism and depression in 1943 opening night of Oklahoma, after realizing their partnership was ending now that Rodgers had teamed up with a guy named Oscar Hammerstein. Not sure if anybody's ever heard that name before or anything, but
Rodgers and Hammerstein? No, not at all. Yeah.
Now, before they split up, Rodgers and Hart were Rodgers and Hammerstein.
They were. That's correct.
You know, the classic Blue Moon, The Lady is a Tramp, My Funny Valentine, all those guys. Mm-hmm. They went on to earn 34 Tony Awards, 15 Oscars, 2 Pulitzers, 2 Grammys. Margaret Quigley as Looks Beautiful in this. Bobby Cannavale.
I love him, by the way. Yeah,
he's great.
And those of us that are fans of the BBC series Sherlock, or maybe you were a fan of Fleabag, you know Adam Scott. He's so darn good.
He's magnificent.
He is playing Hart in this.
And he's playing Lorenz Hart. Okay.
He looks really good. I cannot wait to see this one. Looks great. Ethan Hawke, one of the more handsome individuals I've ever seen.
Right.
And they just strip him down so much to make him get into this. And he looks... He is Lorenzo Hart. He looks and sounds just like him. I think that there could be, I have not heard any, but I believe there should be Oscar buzz for this one. I think Ethan Hawke should at least be nominated. And I can't say that he's going to win, but he should be nominated for this.
And he should be. Darn it, we need Ethan Hawke to win awards. That's what I say.
I agree. I think so. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about our newsletter, what's new on your local theater stage, and some more fun coming up with Aaliyah, Seth, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClearyBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth. Aaliyah, James here. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're all having a good one out there. Just realized that I have not used that September song very much this September.
How dare you?
I didn't want to overuse it. I've used it twice. I definitely didn't overdo it, at least.
Right.
Wanted to talk a little bit of some good things that we got going on here at the studios. Our WFHR newsletter had a new edition premiere yesterday. Mm-hmm. Encourage everybody to go sign up for that if you have not already. Not only will you get a one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, some great reporting being done by this team around here. Mm-hmm. Great articles in there, but you can see our own Chuck Gennaro in a suit, like, and he looks good. It's a shot of Chuck.
I've never ever seen Chuck dressed like that before. It was wild, man. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
He like some others, man, he cleans up good. Yeah. Chuck cleans up good. Looks good. Big shout out to him and of course our whole team putting that together. Mm-hmm. Get on over there, sign up for that newsletter, check it out. Everybody, support local, support the work that is being done by our journalists and our reporters around here. And of course, while you're there, why not sign up and get us a recipe?
We want recipes.
Yes.
Send them in. We want like foods. Them. Yes, food is good. Food is good.
And it is universal, and it brings people together.
That's right.
And those were some of the intentions of us bringing back our WFHR cookbook. Yep. Next month, we are celebrating 85 years strong right here in Central Wisconsin.
It's amazing.
And this cookbook is a love letter to our community. We want to share with our community, be a part of it. Get us those recipes. Not only will you get edition of the cookbook, mm-hmm. But yes, your recipe and your family will be immortalized.
Immortalized, yes.
In our cookbook. I will say I've gone to the forum several times intending to submit a recipe, but I discover I'm the type of person that just throws things in a pot. And I don't know how to put measurements, so right. I don't know.
My mom had that same problem when she was asked to submit recipes because she did very similar things. Mm-hmm. She just eyeball guessed. She kind of just guessed at what it was. Yep. She's like, well, I do this. Oh, let's see. Maybe that's a teaspoon or whatever.
Garlic,
yeah,
onions, tomatoes. Yeah, bim bam boom.
My mother is an incredibly precise cook. Mm. If it says this, she's putting it in.
Right.
My nana, who she learned a little bit from and everything, could not be more opposite. All Italian cooking is feeling. Yeah. It's all feeling. Yep. If you look at a recipe for Italian stuff, it's kind of like just some old Italian lady with her hands up, like shrugging. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the recipe. Like, it's
yeah,
hard
you
to,
figure it out. Yeah.
It's hard to put that in there, submit that, but we figured out a way. We got one in there. Yeah. And we want you to get yours in there. Everybody go to WFHR.com and submit your recipes. Thank you so much to everybody who already has. Yes. Be on the lookout for more information on that cookbook and how we're going to celebrate 85 years in this community.
Woohoo.
And tonight is night number two for the fall production of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theaters on Golden Pond. We have a show tonight at 7 over at the WRCT Auditorium, and then tomorrow there will be a 2 o'clock matinee. Next week, doing it all over again, Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows, and one final one next Saturday at 2 o'clock. We've been having a lot of fun with this, talking about letting the audience look behind the curtain a little bit, Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about it ad nauseum and everything as a director. One of the things that I have had to learn the hard way, as you and the cast know, is that once we get to this stage, there's really nothing. The director's job is done. If I've done a good job, you guys don't need me anymore. There's really nothing. There's no notes. There's no none of those things. So it's a little weird thing to be able to take my hands off the wheel. But as you and your incredible cast take your hands on the wheel, how was opening night last night?
It was fabulous. We had such a great audience. And with this particular play, we've got such a small cast. So, you know, the audience just, they were cracking up, and that was really, really great. And we had some really touching moments, and so much fun. So much fun doing this.
Good to hear. Oh,
that's what it's all about. Yeah.
As we've talked about many times, whether it's what we're doing right now or being on that stage, and really most things in life, if you're having fun, more likely they will.
Yeah.
And just an incredible job that everybody is doing. I even if I wanted to give you guys notes, I wouldn't have any. I'd be making things up and everything, because honestly, it is everything I could have asked for and more in this production. And it's been great to see. The only thing that you guys were missing was an audience, and now that you got that, it's all come together.
Yeah, and it was so much more magical. I mean, we've, as a cast, I think we've really connected, and there's this. This play has comedy. It's got a lot of really poignant, touching parts. And I think we felt the poignant, touching parts in rehearsals, but we hadn't been getting the laughs. So getting the laughs just made it.
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it made all the difference.
Sure does.
It goes so far.
Yeah, it does.
Check out this American classic on Golden Pond right here in Rapids at WRCT Auditorium. Again, show tonight at 7. And then we have another one. We have a matinee tomorrow at 2. And then next week, Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows. Wrap up with a 2 o'clock matinee on October 4th. Get your tickets at WRCtheater.org. Mm-hmm. Buy local support. Local support the arts, everybody. We will take a quick break, get to our news, sports, take care of our partners. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about, you know, what are these things that the top just for kids things, and can adults play with any of these or do anything with any of these,
should they?
Yes,
that's the question.
That's the part of the question that's coming up on Morning Show at WFHR.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shelley Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. ICE agents arrested 36 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has more.
Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. I'm Connie Fellman.
Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin effective next Wednesday. Civic Media's Savannah Tomayolson has more.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year, providing all kinds of health care. And 3 out of every 5 are covered by Medicaid. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only 2 other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shelley Pittman.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are ruining our lives and planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Todd Alba.
From the comments of former head coach of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, to the Brewers heading into the playoffs, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. We'll discuss it with former Badger and NFL veteran Brady Ewing next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday night. Nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM locally grown radio. Leah, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, getting a Friday show going here, and getting into an interesting one with Disney adults and Pokemon nuts. There's not so much a just for kids anymore.
Right.
A lot of this stuff has kind of grown in that regard. You know, for a long, long time, going back to the, you know, early days of Disney, they realized that, well, adults are watching these too. We've got to try to make these somewhat entertaining for adults because adults are more likely to play them for their kids if we include some adult-like humor to things. And that, you know, spread out to almost everything after that. And now we've gotten to a point where it's almost nothing is just for kids.
Right.
But it's kind of gotten to that point a little bit, which seems a little skewed to me. You know, I don't know. I never really had an issue watching something that my kids liked, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that never seemed to be a problem. I got really lucky. My kids seemed to like a lot of the things that I did. But for the most part, I find that to be a little, well, that's, you know, that's not really parenting. I mean, you know, listening to kids bop and stuff like that is something you kind of got to do as a parent sometimes.
Right?
Some of those songs and some of those things.
Or if you're lucky like me, your favorite band does children's albums.
Oh, yeah.
So you were like, oh, yeah, now I got this.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've listened to those albums, too.
Yeah.
So someone polled over 2,000 Americans and asked about dozens of, quote, kid things. And here are the top 10 things we think are just for kids. So those things that we are not going to touch. We're not going to mess with.
Okay.
That we should be just for kids. It doesn't look like they're in any particular order. So I'm going to go from 10 on up. At number 10, trading cards. So Pokemon cards, baseball cards, things like that. My father would like a word with you. In the other room. In the other room, and it's just going to be you two talking.
That's wild. That's wild to me because, I mean, trading, I mean, sports, they're not just for, I mean, specifically sports cards. But again, at the same time, I mean, there's nothing about Pokemon that screams it's only for, like, adolescence or,
you know,
anything like that.
You know who doesn't want you know, this to be just for kids? The people that make these cards. You know how much, you know, the disposable income of a child and a kid compared to a grown man like my father, who is retired and this is his thing, like collecting cards and stuff. And especially after the pandemic, the rise of card collecting, how much that
came up again,
and everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, that seems a little bit of a reach to me. I think that one, I don't know about that. At number 9, Disney movies.
Which you just got done saying.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of for everyone.
They're for everyone.
It's very hard now to see movies that aren't, like James was saying, that aren't, like, literally, they're not kids' movies. They are family movies because hopefully there's something for everyone. I mean, look at the success of, like, Bluey, right? which is everyone loves it, and I've watched episodes of it, and it's very much geared towards kids, but the interaction with the adult dogs and the other, you know, the kid dogs is very, you know, it's very normal kind of thing. It's stuff that you would, if you were clever enough, that you'd say to your kids or something like that, which I think is part of the enjoyment. There's very much the parents and there's very much the kids, and it's their interactions, which I think why people love it so much.
I've heard from multiple people that the dad, Bluey's dad,
Scout,
I believe is his name, best TV dad. Period. Like they say,
he's the best very TV good. Dad. Yes, he's the best. Very good.
Looks like I got something to binge.
I think you'll enjoy it. It's kind of fun.
At number eight, Harry Potter. I think the Harry Potter fans would have a lot to say about.
Probably,
if you grew up with it. And you continue with it, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I'm not saying you can't get into it later. That's, you know, that's cool. But I think you have less chance.
The series, and putting J.K. Rowling herself to a complete side,
right?
Just talking about the books and the series and the movies and everything. One of the smarter things that they did, and you know, it was really smart because now every franchise is trying to mimic the very same thing, is growing with their audience. You get them at the 12 year old age, and they age with Harry.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They age with those books, and just like the first music we hear at that age. Anytime Harry Potter comes up, boom, nostalgia. Yeah. And there are a few things you love. The more the older you get, the more you love nostalgia. Again, the people that like print these books and everything, like they got a word. They'd have a word for you as far as, you know, selling to kids and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dressing up in costume. 14% believe that. So 1 in 7 people think adults shouldn't be dressing up for Halloween at all. 1 in 7, and that's actually kind of
Halloween.
High.
I dress up in costume all the time.
Yeah, right. Seriously, what's isn't that why people do theater, just so they can dress up, basically?
I mean, but I just do it in my normal life. Like I will put on a costume and I will, you know, go out to dinner or something like that. Just because.
Right on.
This is why my children hate me.
No, I was going to say this. Like, oh God, Mom's doing it again. Yeah. Oh my God,
it makes you perfect for this show. Yes. I don't know. I think that's a little bit. I feel like that's a little silly, honestly. I mean, right. In this day and age, as maybe the most serious person on the planet, even me, I think that we're taking things too seriously there.
That's a little too far.
A little much. I think that for yourself, if you don't think you as an adult should wear them. I got to a point, and I barely did this at all anyway, but I got to a point where I'm just not turning my hat backwards anymore, man. It just don't look right to me. It don't feel right. You know, there's certain things that you yourself, I think, if you see and you police or whatever, that's different.
So much work.
Telling others.
That's the thing for me for costumes. So much work.
Seth is a mummy every year.
Not a very good one either.
At number six, Legos. How dare you?
Well, there I do not. I fail to see the reason why it's only for children.
Right.
Building stuff. People all. How is it any different than like a guy that does or a gal even that does woodwork?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Builds like cabinets and things like that. There's no difference, really. I mean, yeah, they're two different in how you make it, but you're building something, right?
So this is,
I see no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to get one of those, the flower bouquet Lego sets, but I have no time because I'm in all of the plays.
Right. It's my fault.
And I have life.
You need to broaden your...
I know. Hey, a year ago, my kids asked me, did I have any hobbies? And I didn't. And so I got one, and now they're all ruining the day they asked me.
Yeah, see, well, that's what you... Be careful what you ask for.
I really...
Speaking of hobbies, so Legos, I mentioned, and I'm joking about loving them, but I did love Legos, but I didn't get to play with them much as a kid because I grew up very fast, and we didn't have a lot of toys growing up. My sister loves coloring books, and that shows up at number 5. Jillian, I would almost guarantee, is coloring in the past 24 hours. Jillian probably has colored a coloring book in somewhere with her boys, because she didn't get to do that a lot growing up. So I think that there's something being missed here, and I think it comes from a place of privilege that I have nothing against anybody that got to grow up with, but that actually got to be kids or actually have toys. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us that grew up not having a single bit of that, and as you become adults, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of a sudden you get to be a kid, but you, whether it is your own kids and getting to all of a sudden experience what it's like to have toys, or just as an adult kind of wanting to, again, nostalgia, have a little bit of that idea of what that's like. It's not that you're, you know, regressing. It's not as if you're trying to go back and be a child again.
Right.
But to have some, especially in our day-to-day lives that are so intense and so heavy, to have these little brief moments to look forward to enjoy. Yeah. Like putting together, like my sister and I, for a while there when she was working at Barnes & Noble, she would get the Lego sets of like, we had the Sears Tower we made and things like that, and putting the time into that. Mm-hmm. To your, what you're saying there, Seth, it's not that different than wanting to put together some woodwork or something.
Yeah, well, just it's building
therapeutic.
Anything.
It's therapeutic. It's right. Like, you're focused and you're not thinking about your problems or the electric bill.
Working with your hands. You actually do. Especially if you don't do that in your normal life, you know, except maybe typing something. But if you don't literally work with your hands, it can be very therapeutic, can be very calming and enjoyable.
If it's enjoyable to you, what's the difference of sitting back and playing a video game or a board game for a couple of hours, or putting together a Lego set or coloring or something like
that? And it connects you back to that childlike wonder with it. You know, whether you grew up fast or not, everybody has that time in their life where I was just an innocent child, and this is a way to kind of connect back to that very primal who you are as a person. Mm-hmm.
And doing that is not just our opportunity to drink from the nostalgia cup, but it's also hopefully to make us better adults and better parents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We, the older we get, the more and more we forget of what it's like to be little, to be young and all that. And the more we understand what that was like and remember what that was like, I think the better parents we can be.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Just don't get lost in it. Don't get lost in nostalgia. That's not good.
And don't get too many stuffed animals. Number four, stuffed animals. Stuffed animals, I think, are fine. They just can't, you know, be more of them than you. Like the people in the house, like, well, no, not even that so much.
Okay. There is a line that it becomes creepy. There is definitely a line where that happens.
It shouldn't be tough for you to open your bedroom door. That should not be a thing. Ooh.
You could literally suffocate a mountain of stuffed animals. No.
I don't think I have ever dated somebody that did not have some stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what age, where, you know, late teens to the, you know, late age, whatever. There's some kind of stuffed animal in the room somewhere. Maybe not a lot of them, but some. It seems to be a thing that they're still, you know, stick around. Okay, this might be the one that I agree with the most on this list. In fact, maybe the only one I do. At number three, bumper bowling. So for those that don't know, you know, when you're a kid and you're learning to bowl, they put those bumpers in the lanes so that the ball doesn't go into the gutter and everything. Yeah, at a certain age, I'm all right with that. I don't want to see a grown man doing that.
If you still need bumpers in your bowling, pick a different hobby.
Right.
You have issues with bowling.
You might need to pick a different thing
and
to
it's
do
okay. There's no shame in that. Just pick something else.
I think there's more shame in being a grown man and having the I just feel like... I can't do that. Number two, dolls. Now, I don't know anything about this subject, obviously, but I there are plenty of people that like have those American Girl dolls. Is that it?
Yeah.
I've seen them. Like, they keep them in the boxes. They're collector items, like things like that. Like, I don't know if that's the same thing.
Does that branch into action figures too?
Well, no. I would include action figures in this, because I think James just hit on it. Are you playing with the dolls
or
are you collecting? Those are two very different things. Like you said, if you're a collector, you keep it in the box because that's where the value is, right? Not being touched, not, you know, being in pristine condition and all this, which is just, you know, it's with cards too, same thing. It's weird if you ask me, but you know, teach your
agreed
own. But it's very different than, you know, kids playing with a doll. Those are very different things. And I would, action figures, I consider dolls and all that stuff. It's the same thing.
I mean, if you're playing with them with your kids, but I can't envision myself sitting at home just breaking out a doll and
or looking at a box, you know, lovingly. Wow, this is so great.
I will never understand that. I get collectors and I get the idea of wanting to keep an item pristine and all that, but the idea of buying a toy and not ripping it out of the box is insane to me, even at 48.
That does seem a little wild to me.
At number one on the list, trick or treating. 81% agree it's at least mostly for kids.
I agree on that one. It's if you want to celebrate Halloween as an adult, you have a party. That's what you do. Parties, Halloween parties are great. They're fun. You don't need to trick or treat. Guess what? You can go out and buy all the candy you want when you're an adult.
Exactly. There's no
you don't
laws.
Need to go.
There's no laws against it.
Right.
You can go buy a birthday cake right now and eat it.
Yes.
I may. It's Friday. I deserve it.
I think your body just came up with a great suggestion. Yes.
My teeth ache now all of a sudden.
Every Friday we're buying a birthday cake just to eat.
Like
guests are coming by. Whose birthday is it?
Nobody's.
It's just somebody's
birthday today.
Sure. We celebrate birthdays every day. We'll just be celebrating their friends out
we
there.
We need a birthday cake sponsor.
Yes. At the other end of the list, there are a few kid, quote, kid things people think are really for kids and adults. Okay. Eating ice cream. 87% agree with that one.
Why is that a kid thing?
I don't understand.
I don't understand that one.
You can go to YouGov.org and argue with them on this, because I'll be there with you. I don't know about it. Arts and crafts, 75% believe that. Board games, 74%. Recreational sports, and saying you have a best friend, 71% believe that you could say you have, like, as an adult, you're not supposed to say that, apparently.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Well, just don't say it in front of everyone else, though.
I've got a stable of best friends. They'll know who they are. One of them is actually listening. Can I do a shout out to my best friend, Lindsay, in Indianapolis, who downloaded the app specifically to listen to me today. Love you, Lindsay. Thank you for listening.
Mark it on our map, man.
Yes. We have now Indiana.
Indianapolis. Get specifically.
I want to be huge in Indianapolis.
You will be. I know a lot of people in Indy.
78% of people polled said that they miss being a kid, at least a little. One in five miss it a lot. I almost guarantee you all those people, if they could go back and be put back in those shoes, they would not want it.
No.
They would not want it.
I would not want it. No, 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 I'm no. sorry. That's going back just seems so anathema to me. It just seems just wrong.
Would you make the same mistakes? Like, what are the, again, I'm going to use the word for the third time in the last 2 hours. What are the parameters? That's my catchphrase.
Now we're going to do a whole time travel thing now? Well, does it actually affect the future, or is it a new dimension is created, or what is it?
Oh. Do you go back with the things you know and you learned, or just go back and you start over again without knowing any of those things?
It's too complicated. It's too complicated, so don't even think about it.
Can I learn a secret handshake with my young self? Can we interact, or are we going to just
like disappear when you see? Everything going to go crazy.
They got to figure this out. They got some set rules for time travel.
I would not want to be a kid again. I'm fine with where I am right now.
I think a lot of it is romanticized.
100%.
Nostalgia has a tendency to do that.
Yeah, and that's the danger. That's the danger of nostalgia.
If I could be a kid again in the 80s, I would totally do it. But I would not be a kid. I would not want to be a kid today.
No. I would not.
I think it's a lot rougher than a lot of us realize.
I remember so much about being terrified of dying in a nuclear war in the 80s. Oh, yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
There are some things like that, man, when you think about it. I'm like,
quicksand. Quicksand was a big threat that we all worried about.
Cobra was a big one. Any G.I. Joe
like
fans
G.I.
out
Joe?
There?
Yeah, G.I. Joe. That's right.
It's all like
so scary.
There was a lot of things like that. And us losing blue jeans to the USSR when the USSR was a thing. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We got some good things going on in our community. We want to tell you about our schedule coming up and plenty more coming up right here on The Morning Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, some patchy fog possible late, otherwise increasing clouds with a low near 52. On Saturday, some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Music.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, wrapping up the week. But we are not done here at Civic Media. At the top of the hour, great Civic Media programming will be coming up for you. And, of course, throughout the day, coming up at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours, you're going to have that word to text to us and go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest going on. Locally, big shout-out to Rapids Transmission. Be listening at the top of those hours for a keyword to text to us. Got a new one coming up in about 5-10 minutes from now, so be listening for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to everybody who's already been playing along. Taking a look at our schedule, great stuff lined up for you today. Be sure to join us for the Rapids Report. Great one lined up today. We will be talking with our good friend Bettina Peters from the ADRC.
Yeah, very nice.
Great conversation as always with anybody from our Aging and Disability Resource Center. And in part two, we're going to talk to Superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Systems, Ron Rasmussen.
Oh, very nice. Like the start of the school year, yeah.
Ron usually brings in a guest. We'll see who joins us today. If not, it'll just be Ron and I hanging out. We're looking forward to that. Going to be a great one. A big shout out to our friends at Crockett Septic sponsoring that show, of course, and the great production Laura does on that one. She makes me sound good. I don't know how you or her do that, Seth, but somehow you guys have something on that thing.
It's magic.
It is. It's got to be. Like, literal magic. I haven't found that app on our computers yet, but I don't know. You guys do a good job. And, of course, on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI today, be sure to join us from 4 to 5 for Playmakers. We will speak sport. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. It's our live sports call-in show. You call in with your sports takes and feelings. We want to talk to you today from 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. Seth and I are going to be diving into baseball a little bit. Not only the playoff chase, but who should be the true MVP? And the ABS system that they are looking to incorporate.
Oh, automatic balls and strikes. It's coming next year, everyone. Get ready.
A couple of big events going on in our area. Of course, tomorrow, our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market will be going strong from 8 to 1 over at 221st Avenue South, along that beautiful Wisconsin River. Buy local, support local, and check out the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market. Keep in mind, it is going till October 11th.
Wrapping it up.
And we got a couple of other things we wanted the people to note. Seth, we got a big one coming up for our United Way along with Noodles & Company.
That's right. So they're having another of these fantastic, go and get some delicious food and help the United Way at the same time. And I like this, giving back never tasted so good. I don't know about you guys, I'm a big fan of Noodles & Company as well. And this is happening next Wednesday, the 1st of October from 4 to 8. 25% of qualifying sales will directly benefit, of course, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And, of course, Noodles & Company is located at 2001 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can even order online. All you need to do is put in the coupon code GIVING25, and all that 25% will go to the United Way. And that's another great way to support them and enjoy a local establishment at the same time.
Yeah, especially if you haven't been to Noodles & Company yet. It's a great opportunity
good
to check
stuff.
That out.
Yeah.
Never going to taste better than when you're helping out our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And we touched on this a little bit earlier, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
It's night number two for you and the cast of On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond tonight at 7 o'clock at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the same location. And then the following weekend, October 2nd and 3rd, which is a Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m., and then the following Saturday, October 4th at 2 p.m., you can get your tickets at the door, or you can buy them online at wrct.com.
Be sure to get those tickets. Buy local, support the arts, everybody. Meet us there. You are going to see a darn good show tonight, tomorrow, afternoon. It's going to be a good one lined up for you. Get those
fabulous
tickets.
Fabulous.
And certainly to you and the team, break a leg. You guys are going to have a great run.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a great run. Get those tickets at wrctheater.org, everybody. Got some world good stories I wanted to touch on. I thought this one was too good not to share. A care home in the UK has introduced robotic dogs and cats to tackle loneliness among its residents.
Oh, wow.
The, quote, pets have realistic fur, and the seniors enable them to bark and purr and some of those other things.
Wow, that's interesting.
I think it's worth noting that these in particular ones are needed because these are usually, these retirement homes have people that are allergic to actual animals.
That's exactly where I was going with this. It's great to have animals, you know, like those kind of social animals, but yeah, if you're allergic to them, that's no fun at all. Yeah. So this is a great way to get around that.
Really am encouraged by a lot of our retirement communities and a lot of our seniors out there that have been getting into the adoption game and taking in senior animals and stuff that oftentimes would just never leave the shelter otherwise. It's a great partner, great friend to have. Keeps you, you know, your mind going, keeps your mind healthy, having an animal in the house, if you're able to, of course. Mm-hmm. That's really cool to hear. And, man, I like this one. A woman who could not swim sprang into action to help save an 11-year-old girl who was drowning at a park in Florida. The girl was collecting shells and accidentally slipped into the water. Bridget Addison saw her and ran in. She was able to pull the girl to the embankment, and that happened earlier this month. And now they were reunited for a local news report, which was just a beautiful moment. Aww. Check out that video if
that's
you can.
That's so cool.
Aaliyah, great show. Nice work.
Thank you.
Seth, always good working with you, bro.
All right. Have a good show, everybody.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey, President Trump says there should be more indictments.
They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
A defiant Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the UN General Assembly that Israel must win the war against Hamas, and this on the attack on Iranian nuclear sites.
Israeli fighter pilots and American B-2 pilots bombed Iran's nuclear enrichment sites. I want to thank President Trump for his bold and decisive action.
From Detroit, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert tells us some BMW and Toyota vehicles are being recalled.
The issue is with an engine starter relay that can overheat in several 2019 to 22 model year BMWs, as well as the Toyota.